The group met outside Foxhole Elementary School in North Salt Lake to present their plan. Salt Lake Representative Joel Briscoe, a longtime educator who's now the executive director of the Teachers Union in Davis School District, is working on a bill he says would invest in teachers, whom he describes as dispirited. He adds budget cuts have increased class sizes in a number of schools, and compared to other states of similar demographics, Utah kids aren't doing as well.
All these things impinge on economic development. We want to attract companies who want to send their kids to our schools here, and we want to graduate students with the skills and abilities that, you know, will help build a Utah economy.
Despite Utah's unique position of having a disproportionately high number of school-aged kids, Briscoe thinks the state could be doing a better job of funding public education.
We've shrunk the tax coffers for public schools over the last 15 years by $1 billion a year through efforts the legislature has made on property tax, income tax. We've increased the number of sales tax exemptions and exemptions to businesses by over 600%.
Senator Ben McAdams is proposing a bill he says would grow education funding modestly over a long-term period. He's not releasing all the details just yet, but says it would bring in about $50 million in the first year, grow to $100 million in the second year, and continue to grow until the projections are about $500 million within 10 years.
Rather than being left to the whims of the legislature and not knowing how much they'll get next year versus this year, it's really hard to develop and advance our education system if they don't know today how much money they're going to have in 6 months from now.
Democratic Senator Pat Jones' proposal may prove to be the most controversial of the bunch. She introduced a bill in August that would do away with the income tax break parents can claim for their dependent children and send the increased revenues directly to schools, bypassing school districts. Mark Mickelson, executive director of the Utah Education Association, is excited about the Democrats' plan, especially their focus on maintaining and hiring quality teachers.
Educators from outside the state of Utah who are trying to decide where they want to go to work aren't necessarily going to be encouraged by a state that has the lowest per pupil funding, has the largest class sizes. They want to see an area where they can build a career.
Democrats are preparing a package of legislation called the Best Schools Initiative for the next legislative session. Senator McAdams says each piece of the package will be unveiled over the coming weeks. It comes shortly after Republican lawmakers recently brought up the possibility of eliminating collective bargaining for public employees in the state, along with introducing tuition tax credits, which Democrats believe are no different from private school vouchers. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.